I have some of this. I was explaining the difference between Reb Shimon and the Chachamim. If you're ma'ariv with people reshutet in a barrel of wine, and there the, even though they didn't specify that it was a shame shituf or an eruv, so it helps. And by yayin v'shemen, it's what's called not good. And Reb Shimon holds even yayin v'shemen is okay. So until now, the Gemara had two different opinions. One is that it was talking where it was in two kalim, but since yayin and yayin is fit to mix together, it's considered mixed together, and yayin and shemen is not fixed to mix together. And the other shitas was in one kli. It had to be in one kli. And even if it was yayin v'shemen, it's, what's it called? Even if it was yayin v'yayin, in two kalim wouldn't help. In one kli is good, and yayin and shemen in one kli you don't put. Okay, now the Gemara says a new shot. Rav Yosef Omar, Rav Shimon v'Rabbanan, b'pluksa Rav Yochanan v'Nuri v'Rabbanan k'nifldu. Rav Shimon and the Rabbanan argue in the machlokas of Yochanan v'Nuri and the Rabbanan. And here there's a machlokas, the Marsha and the Ritva. It's not really a machlokas. The Marsha learns one way in the Gemara. He says that it's talking in the case where there are two different kalim. And that's the what Rav Yosef is going on. And the Ritva says that it's talking about Kli Echad. The question is, did you mix the oil and the water together or not? So next is, what's the machlokas Rav Yochanan and Nuri and the Rabbanan? Tisnan, Shemen Shetzof al Gabi Yayin. You have oil floating on top of wine. The Naga Tzvul Yom B'Shemen, and a Tzvul Yom who doesn't make something Tame. He only passels it. So he, of Truma, he can passel Truma, but he can't make it Tame to make something else Tame. So a Tzvul Yom touched the Shemen, lo passel el Shemen bilvat. The Shemen and the Yayin are considered two separate things. The Shemen becomes passel, and it can't do anything to the wine, because the Truma doesn't go any further. When it's pasul, and it's not matami. So since the yayin and the shemen are two separate things, if you the tzvul yom touches the shemen, the yayin remains tar. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri omer shneim chiburim zelazeh. Rav Yochanan ben Nuri holds no. The shemen and the yayin become one thing, and if you touch one part of something, the other part becomes tamei too. Therefore, the yayin becomes pasul. Rabbanan kirabbanan. The Rabbanan hold like the Rabbanan, that the Shemen and the Yayin are two separate things. They don't become one, and therefore there's no Eruv. They never became one thing. Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan Nuri. And Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yochanan Nuri, that the Yayin and the Shemen become one entity, and therefore it's an Eruv. Rashi. Or that it could be one. If it's in two kalim like the Marsha, the question is it fit to become one? Rav Yochanan Nuri holds yes, and the Rabbanan hold no. So Rav Shimon holds like Rav Yochanan Nuri. If it's in one kli, the question is, now that it's in one kli, you put Shemen and Yayin in one kli, is that considered one thing or not? Rashi, Rav Yosef Amar, La'olam b'mavui echad kin mikor. It's talking about one mavui, and they're making the shituf, what's it called, between the various chatzeros in the mavui. U'dika'amras v'lub Shimon hechi havichad eruv. Right? How could Rav Shimon hold that it's one eruv l'maisa if it's Shemen and Yayin? Right, Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan Nuri, he holds like Rav Yochanan Nuri that Shemen and Yayin become one entity. Shemen Shetzof, and Shal Trumah. Okay, let's go on. Tanya, Rav Elazar ben Tadoi, Omer, Echad Zeh ve'Echad Zeh Tzrichim La'arif. Balatilu l'zeh b'yayin l'zeh b'yayin. You have an abraisa that adds a third shita. Till now we had the Chachamim who hold that Yayin, if there's Shutfin in Yayin, then it's an Erev. If there's Shutfin in Yayin and Shemen, it's not an Erev. We have the Reb Shimon who holds that even Yayin v'Shemen is an Erev. And now we have Reb Elazar ben Tadoi who says even Yayin v'Yayin is not an Erev. Omar Rabba, Zeh ba b'lagino v'shofach, v'zeh ba b'lagino v'shofach kulei amalo pligid avi Erev. Everybody holds that if it's Yayin v'Yayin, and everyone contributed something into this barrel, and now they're shutvin on what's inside of it. But originally, each one had their little bit of wine that they contributed. That's a shur neirv, because each one has his wine that's now mixed together, or fit to be mixed together, according to the opinion that says it could be even in two kelim, and it's a neirv, even though they didn't specify it for neirv. Ki pligei kagon shalachu chavi shalayim b'shutfis. The machlokas is where they bought a barrel of wine together b'shutfis. Do we say that each one has a share in the wine mamish, or they have a value in the share in the value of the wine, but no wine mamish is belongs to either one? Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi sofer ein breira. There's no breira to say that this is my share in the wine, and that's your share in the wine, and therefore our wines are mixed together, so that affects an erev. And Rabbanan Savri Yesh Breira. The Rabbanan Holder is Breira, meaning that when people buy something, b'shutfis, each one has a specific part of it, not just the value. And therefore, what's it called, there is a portion of the wine that's this one's, and a portion of the wine that's the other one's. And it's a good erev. The Tosfos points out, Ein zeke ein breiros de b'chol dufta. This isn't the regular case of breira. Regular case of breira is lebafreya. Do we say that it's a spar? Here, it's even not in the lebafreya. There is no such thing. Each one has a portion of the wine. They own the whole barrel b'shutfis, and each one has a value of a half of the wine, but not mamish that the half of the wine belongs to this one, the poel, and half of the wine belongs to this one. It all belongs to both of them, and each one has a value of half. That's the one who holds ein breira. Rabbi Yosef Abba Aresi Rashi. Afilu lezebiyayim lezebiyayim bitmiya. The Gemara says, even if it's biyayim, it's no good. The Gemara says, yeah, there's a case where Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi holds, even if they both have wine in the barrel, it's still not an erev. Zeba b'lagino v'shafa, v'chein zeh ad shimolu chodesh. Whereas everybody contribute a little bit of wine into the barrel. And they're all shutfin in the wine in the barrel, because their parts are all mixed together. So that's an erev. Right? What's the purpose of the concept of an erev? That they're all considered one because their food is mixed together. So here, their food is mixed together. Even if they didn't do the chatchila l'shem shituf, you could be sonach on it. It takes the place of shituf. Shari hevi kol echad yayin. Everybody contributed some actual wine. Avalachu chavish yayin b'shutfis. If they bought a barrel of wine together, they all chipped in money and they bought one barrel of wine. Then svarle leben tadoi ein breira. V'havi lu kemishin shtatfu b'mos. It's like they have shutfis in the value, in the money, but not in the actual wine. There never was part of this wine that belonged to each one that you could say they mixed the wines together. They didn't. They bought it lechatchila to share the value, but not that they shared the wine one with the other. Rav Yosef Amar, Rav Yosef now explains the machlokas Rav Elazar ben Tadoi and the Rabbanan, even by yayin v'yayin, that Rav Elazar ben Tadoi holds that it's not a good eruv. The Rabbanan and Rabbi Elazar ben Tadoi are arguing in the Shaila whether Shituf, where you have an Eruv already, helps. The Mar Sover Ein Somchim. One holds you can't rely on the Shituf in place of the Eruv. And the other one holds Somchim. See, Rashi learns Somchim al Shituf Makam Eruv. The Somchim Ashituv Amakam Eruv Kamiflagate, who Ben Tadoi molded the Mavli Mutter. Right? Ben Tadoi agrees that if they have wine and wine, that it's a good Shituv. And you can carry from the, what's it called, from the Chatseros into the Mavli, because they all are partners in this wine, and basically that's what a Shituv is. And the fact that they're partners in the wine makes their chatseros one thing. So from all the chatseros you can carry into the mother. The chatseros pligi rabbanan. But in the chatseros themselves, the shaylas, can you carry from the house into the chatser? Even though all these people who have houses that open to the chatser are now considered one, so the svara would be that why shouldn't you be able to carry from the house into the chatser, and from the chatseros into the other chatseros, and from the chatseros into the mavel? they're all considered one. So all the Rishuyos, the houses, the Chatzeros, and the Mavu, you're considered one. So Svara-wise, Lachari should be able to do that. But Rabbanan Savri, Kivin Dishtachu B'Mavui, Ein Tzrichim La'arif Chatzeros U'Mzu, U'Mutar L'Holtzi Mizuma Zu Derech Pesachim Shebeinei. Right? The Rabbanan hold that you're allowed to carry from one Chatzer into the other Chatzer, even though you didn't make an Eruv. Normally what you have to do is like this. You have houses opening into a Chatzer, okay, and a few Chatzeros opening into what's are called into a Mavli. So if you want to carry from the house into the Chatzer, you have to make an Eruv. If you want to carry from the Chatzeros into the Mavli, you have to make a Shituv, that all the people have houses bordering on a Chatzer, and then other houses bordering on a Chatzer, and all the Chatzeros border on a Mavli, you need a Shituv. So if they made a Shituv, that all the Chatzeros and all the houses are considered one, so for sure, the houses and the Chatzeros are considered one. So that's good enough. Even though you didn't make an Eruv in each specific Chatzer. So therefore, you can carry not only into the Mavli from the Chatzer, you can carry from Chatzer to Chatzer without going into the Mavli, by carrying from one Chatzer to the other through an opening, an entrance, that connects the different Chatzeros. Because the Shituf and the Mavli makes everybody connected. The Sokrim al Shituf al Mavli, Tachas Eruv Shal Chatzer, and the Shituf is even more all inclusive, even more than just an Eruv in the each specific Chatzer. So it helps for sure. Uben Tadoi Shavar Ein Sokrim. And Ben Tadoi holds that you're not Somech on that. We'll see 1 second why. Right, whether even though the Shituf Svara wise should help, but there's a reason why it doesn't help. Amar of Yosef, how do I know that this is the Machlokas? The Machlokas is whether Samchin and Ashituf are Mokam Eruv or not. Amar of Yehuda Marav, Halachic Rav Meir, because Rav Yehuda said the name of Rav. The halach is like Rav Meir, Rashi. Minah amein ala debahachi pligi. How do I know this is the machlokas? Halach is Rav Meir. Ein somchim al shituf makom eruv. The machlokas, whether somchim al shituf makom eruv or not, is a machlokas Rav Meir and the Rabbanan. And Rav Yehuda, Paskin, the name of Rav, Paskin took like Rav Meir in that situation. Okay? And that you're not somch on the shituf makom eruv. Okay? Like it would be over here, like Rebbe Lazar ben Tadoi, that even Yayin b'Yayin is no good, because even though you have a Shituf in the Mavli, it doesn't help Lagabi the Chatzeros. That's what he's talking about, so it's not good. The Omer Abruna Omer Rav, halachic Rebbe Lazar ben Tadoi. And Rav Paskind also, like Rebbe Lazar ben Tadoi. My time, Lechora, why did he paskin like both of these individuals? This is the way some learn the question. And the Chora, we have a yachid against a rabbi with two machloksin. Now, if the machloksin are different, it's very difficult why rab would paskin in two separate cases like a yachid can negate the rabbi. But if it's the same machlokas, so it's not a yachid against a rabbi anymore. You have two against a rabbi, which is also a rabbi. It's Rabbi Lozer ben Tadoi and Rabbi Meir against the Chachamim. So it makes sense that even though it's the Chumra, he would paskin like these two against the Rabbi, if they're the same Machlokas. But if it's different Machloksin, there's a different reason for the Machlokas over here, that it's two separate Machloksin, and in both cases, Rav paskin the Chumra by Erev, a Yochid against the Rabbi, it's not Mustafa. Elamai, it must be my time, Alamishim the Chataimu, must be one big Machlokas. Two on one side, and a rabbim on the other side. That's already a rabbim against a rabbim. Omer le'abaya, the ichad taimahu, tar tehilchus alamali. Very nice to explain why Rav Paskin like the machmer in each case. But it doesn't explain why Rav had a Paskin in both cases. If it's one big machlokas, then just tell me in one of them that the halach is like one of them, and I know that in the other case, the halach is like that one too, because it's the same exact case. Hakamashmalan, the lo avdina ketrei chumri be'eruvim. No, he wanted to tell me that if you have a situation like that, right, you don't paskin like two different machloksin, the chumra what's it called by Eruvin? Since the halachas can make all the Eruvin, if you get a pashkin in one machlokas l'chumra, you don't pashkin in another machlokas l'chumra too. Okay, let's see Rashi. Halacha kravnei, okay. My time is for le rab batarvayu, la mishim de tarvayu chadam milsa. The chad time, why did Rav pashkin in both cases l'chumra? A yochid against the rab in the way we're learning, right? L'chumra, he should have pashkin like the makel, since it's a yochid against the rabbin. So the verse says, because it's all one machlokas. It's not a yochid anymore. It's two against the rabbin. The ichad taimahadi, who tarte hilchasalamali. So the Abaye said, if that's the case, then why do you have to paskin twice? It's the same machlokas. The rab, the neighbor, tabayo, bishlama halacha kurim neyer itzri. He has to tell me the halachas like kurim neyer. The imid rabbin lazar, havi amina time of the rabbin lazar, lam yishim dey sob gal shitavar. Right, because if he only passed like a relozer, then tadoi, I wouldn't know that the machlokas is dependent on somchim shitu for makom eruv or not. I would say it's like one of the other opinions, right? What the shaila was. So I wouldn't know how he paskins in that case. I wouldn't know it's all one machlokas. So he had to tell me like Rabbeir. But once I know somchim ashitu, ain somchim al shitu for makom eruv. So now I know the halacha is like a belozer ben tadoi, because we're saying it's all one big machlokas. Ela mishum dikasomra emar v'bechatseros b'yayim kidekomer rameir lekamon. I would say, you know why a belozer ben tadoi holds that even if they are shutfin in yayim, it doesn't help, because normally a shittif would help for the eruv. You don't need a separate eruv than a shittif. But that's only if they made the shittif with bread, because an eruv doesn't help with wine. It only helps with bread. It doesn't help with wine. Only a shittuf helps with wine. So if you made it with wine, it's not going to help for the eruv. I shittuf to ben tadoi the yayinu. Kiniktoni mas nisim, the zebi yayin, zebi yayin. Had they made the shittuf with bread, it would have helped for the eruv. But since they made it with something that doesn't help for an eruv, so it can't help. Hilkach lo samchin alei mechatseros. Aval hechem nishnatu pas samchin. Kamash malon halacha kremdei. Da'ok marav gidl omar rav lekabon de mishnatu mepas. Rameir holds even if the shituf would have helped for the eruv too, but it's no good. Right? Even though you made the shituf with pas, which would have helped for an eruv also, and lakiva d'omer halacha Rameir, but once he passed like Rameir, dafilu be pas lo samchin relay halacha kravelazer lamali. Why do you need halachas like kravelazer if it doesn't help the pas? Surely it doesn't help the yayin. And the svara that it does help the yayin. What's the svara of the Rabbanan? That it does help. Because since it helps Lagabi the Shituf, Migu, that it helps for its thing, it helps for the Eruv also. Even though it wouldn't help directly for the Eruv, but once it helps for the Shituf, and the Shituf is more all-inclusive, it helps for the Eruv too. Hakamash, Melandalov, Dinin Ketre Chumi Be'eruvin. So the Gemara answers that the Chiddush is both cases, even though according to Rav Yosef, it's all one case. Right, you don't paskin like one tana in two separate cases if he's l'chumra by eruvin. Right, you can't be a machmer across the board. If you have one tana who argues, what's it called, and he's a machmer in this case and a machmer in the other case, you can't paskin like that yochid in both cases. It's a very difficult shot over here, because each machlok is a different thing. You can paskin this one, paskin what, you can have only a certain quota for how many chumras you can have. But that's how Rashi learns. From there, trei chumri omar. Ein som ke mechatseros al shitif mavui. Then should the start from a pass. Then should the start from a yayin. U pligi rabbon in a labor pass. U modu labor in a start from a yayin. Right, because here it's two separate machloks. That Rav Meir himself holds that even if you're mishatik the pas, it won't help the shituf for the what's it called for the eruv. You need a separate eruv. And the rabbanan argue, and they say no. If you did it with pas, it'll help. But if you did it by yayin, since yayin can't be an eruv, it won't help. The rabbanan agree to it neir by yayin. The rabbanan de masnisa the hocha this mishnah okim the dafil mishnat by yayin am mishomkin. Right here, the Mishnah holds that the Rabbanan of the Mishnah hold that even b'yayin the shittif will help. Right, so comes out Rameir's machmer two chumras. One is that the shituf doesn't help the makom eruv. And the second is that not only the yayin it doesn't help, right, but it doesn't even help the pas. Two separate things. Because there is a sheet that it holds that the shituf doesn't help for the eruv, but that's only the yayin, not the pas. So in that, Rav Meir's Machri says even the pas. There is a sheet that it holds that shituf always holds, helps for the eruv. Rav Meir's Machri in that, he holds it doesn't help. Comes out of Meir's Mach with two separate chumras over here. For Rav's for like Kavos Seva Tarvayim, Rav holds like him in both of them. For the Motzi like Buya Hilchus or Kavos Se Betrei Chumri, and therefore it's not proper in Erevin to Paschal like one person who's Machmer two separate things, two separate Machloksin. Here he's Machmer according to these Rabbanon in one area, and here he's Machmer according to a different Rabbanon in a different area, same Machlokis though. Two separate things. Because if he wouldn't have told us this, we would think this is the norm. So here he had a paskin and telling us here it's different. But normally you don't paskin like two chumres in one mandiyomer. Okay. My Rabbeir or my Rabbanan. So which is Machlokas Rabbeir or Rabbanan? Whether Sanchinan Ashituf Mokam Eruv or not. If you only made a Shituf Mavuos, which is all inclusive, does that help Legabi the Eruv? You don't need an Eruv anymore? Or no, you need an Eruv in the Chatzeros themselves also. The Tanya, Ma'arvin Bechatzeros Mepas. Right? You have to make an Eruve Chatzeros with Pas. There, what's the concept? There you're taking from the houses into the chotzer. The chotzer is not a makom dira per se, but the houses are. So now you have to make that, and the diros are separate. So you want to make all the diros together. A person's dira is only put together by where he eats pas. That's choshev enough to be ma'ar of the diros. So in an eruvei chatzeros, to make all the houses considered one rishos, just like the chotzer, is considered what's it called now one rishus. You need pas. The ivratzu la'arev b'yayin ein ma'arev. Yayin, since that's not a suda mamish, will not make the houses into one rishus. Mishtakli b'mavui b'yayin. By a mavui, you can do it even with wine. The ivratzu l'shtakli b'pas mishtakli. Here's a machlokas Rashi in Tosfos. Rashi learns that yayin is a b'diyan. You could even do it with the yayin. Surely you can do it with pas. And Tosfos learns, no, the chatchila by shituf mavoos, you need yayin. But the eved, you could use pas. Why? Because shituf mavoos is a different story. You're not being mishaktif all the houses together. You already did that. All the houses in every chatz are now considered one rishos. But now you have a lot of chatzeros that open into a mavoos. So each chotzer, let's say, is a five rishus, with the five houses around it. But the mavui is a ten rishus, because there's two chatzeros that open to the mavui. So now you have to make the chatzeros and the mavui the same. So you ma'ariv the two chatzeros, together with the, what's it called, and now the mavui, which is ten, is the same thing as the chatzeros, which is also ten. But here you're not being ma'ariv the houses, you'd be ma'ariv the chatzeros. The chatzer is not a makom dira. And therefore, the yayin is either sufficient, or it's even better. Because it's clear over here that you're not being ma'ariv now the houses anymore, you're ma'ariv the chatzeros of the mavui. Ma'arivin b'chatzeros u'mishtakvin b'mavui, and the rabbanon hold that you have to make both an eruv in the chatzeros and a shituf in the mavui. Why? Shel v'shakach toras eruv b'natinokos. Because if you don't make an Eruv in the Chatzeros, in each Chatzer, with the houses, and you somach on the Shituf that includes everything, the Chatzeros, the houses, and everything, what are people going to say? Shiyomru avoseinu lo yirfu. Give your Reb Meir. That's what Reb Meir holds. The children are going to come along and say, we never have an Eruv in Chatzeros in our Chatzer. And they're going to have a case where they don't have a Mavri. They just have houses around the Chatzer, and they're going to say, you don't need an Eruv. You can carry from the houses into the chatzer without an eruv. Because we never had an eruv in any of the houses in our chatzer. And they're not going to realize that they had a shituf in the mavli. And the shituf is in one of the chatzeros of the mavli. the shidduch, the wine, or pas, makes no difference, that you have is kept in one of the chatseros, not in the house, because it's making the chatseros all one, legami the mavu. The eruv is in a house, because you're making all the houses one, legami the chatz. So they're going to say, we never had an eruv in anybody's house. And they're not going to realize that the shidduch took care of that. So they're going to have a case where they only have houses open to a chatzir, no mavui, and they're not going to make an eruv. Because you say, we remember our fathers in there with eruv, and they carried into the chatzir, not knowing that there was a sheet tooth in the mavui.
They still need the hecker of the eruv?
What?
They still need the hecker of the
eruv? Yeah, they're talking about the chitzis, talking about the pas, that's all. Divrei Rav Meir. V'chachomim omrim, o ma'arvin o mishtatvin. Either one is good enough. Either you make an eruv, and now that you have an eruv, everybody's together. Or you make a shituv, which anyway is all inclusive. So Pligi bar Rav Nechumi v'Rabba v'Rabba. So Rav Nechumi and Rabba argue in what exactly the machlokas from Meir and the Chachomim is. Chad omer v'pas v'kuli amal pligei de b'chad asogi. One holds that if you use pas for the shituv, so it helps with the eruv too. And even Rav Meir holds it would help. The only reason Rav Meir holds it doesn't help, because since he used yayin for the shituf, yayin can't help for the eruv. He pleaded the yayin, but the machlokas is where you use yayin. There the rabbanon holds, since the yayin helps for the shituf, it helps for the eruv too, even though it wouldn't help for the eruv by itself. But migo, that it helps for the shituf, and the shituf includes what the eruv is, it helps for the eruv too. And Rav Meir holds it out like that. The chad omar b'yayin de kulei amal oplige de boyin in tarte ki plige b'pas. And one holds that by yayin everybody holds it doesn't help. The question is, if you made it b'pas, which could help for the eruv too, does it help or not? Or do we say we're afraid that the children will forget that you need an eruv because they'll never have seen an eruv in one of the houses? Rashi. The im rotsu la'arev b'yayin ein ma'arvin. The eruv mishu diru, la arev dirosu lasosun achas. Eruv is to make the diros, right, of the houses, the same common rishos that the chotzer is. Okay, the chotzer is equally shared by five people, and each person has his own house. So you can't carry from a private house into a public five ownership chotzer. So what you do is you ma'ariv the houses together. Then all the houses become one rishos, so it's five into five. Lasosan achas kenor per mishol tziyu the dirosu shel adam eno nimshach achar ayayin el achar pito. So the dira is only ma'urav if through pas people connect through their meal, but not through yayin. Mishtafim abavli b'yayin, but by a mavli you can make these shituf with yayin. Why the shituf the mavli? By a mavli, you're being mishatif all the chatseros to be the same rishus as the mavli, but the chatseros are not dira. The lower rishus habatim, the chatzur la beis dirahu. The kosh came past the choshit tve. Rashi learns that surely if you use pas is better, but lemaisa even yayin's good because here you don't have to mishatif diros, only chatseros. Yayin's enough. To mishartif the chatseros. Ma'arvin bechatseros, hapsuchos mizulasu. So now, you want to carry from one chatser into another chatser. The afapishi irvu derech bischeyet, even though they made an eruv between the chatseros themselves. But now, what's it called? Shricha mishartif amavui, lahatur hamavui. It's good enough to carry from one chatser to the other. But you can't carry from the chatzer into the mavli. Because the mavli is a common rishos, and each chatzer is only a partial rishos. The im lav chatzeros, mutaros misulazu, umavli osr. If you don't make a shituv, what will be mutter is carrying from the houses into each individual chatzer, and carrying from one chatzer into another chatzer, but not through the mavli. Dein son kamal eruv makam shituv. Velo al shituv makam eruv. The shituf doesn't take care of the eruv doesn't take care of the shituf. So the eruv that all the chatzeros made together won't be matter carrying from them into the bavli. And the shituf that all the chatsheres made together in the mavli won't help to carry from the houses into the chatser. Neither one helps for the other one. Because if you sell the chat, either one, people will forget that you have included what you did the other one, and they'll think you didn't do the other one. The chlau. Aval irva kol chatser liatzma, v'nishtatfu kula b'mavli, afa pishalo irvu chatser al zu imzu, shituf hamavi b'chabran, v'metalpul mizu mizu. However, if you did two, you were ma'arif all the chatseres together, and the houses in each individual chatser, and then you made a shituf of the chatseros into the mavli, right? Then you can carry everywhere. The mavli to the chatseros is the same as the chatser to the batim. Just like in order to carry from the individual houses into the chatser, you need an eruv. To carry from the individual chatseros into the mavli, you need a shituf. Ma eruv achatser masli lebatim chada, ach shituf hamavli masli chatseros chada. The bechada sagya. To have pas chazi hacha v'hacha. By pas helps, you can make an eruv with a pas, you can make a shituf with pas. Bein lamar, some chaz shituf makam eruv. Everybody holds that if you did it with what will help in both places, one is enough. That's the first way of learning the machlokes. Ki pligi b'yayim, kishinishtatfu b'yayim b'mavli, d'ram neyer lo samchin alei b'eruv, b'eruv v'chatseros, d'ein ma'ar v'chatseros b'yayim, v'rabon and shari. So that's the first way of learning what's it called, either of the Chumi or Rab say, that everybody agrees that if you made the shituf with something that would have helped for an Erev, pas, then one helps for the other. The Machlokas is only if you made the shituf with Yayin, which would not have helped for an Erev. So do we say that Afal gav the Yayin b'chatzar v'chazi, even though normally you can't make an Erev with from the houses to the chatzar, or between the chatzeros, since it's going to help for the shituf, and the shituf is all inclusive, it'll help for the eruv too. The modus of the sum of shituf makam eruv, the tarvayu islu the sum from above the eruv chatseros shula olam shall pass. Okay, so that's one way of learning the machlokas. Everybody holds that the shituf the etzem would help for the eruv if it's made in a way that the eruv could be worked. And the one who holds it helps, even if it's not made that way, holds miku, since it helps for a sheet, if it helps for the eruv too. The chadam rabbi yayin, afilu rabbanim moldim of samachin and alei. And one holds no. If you make it with yayin, nobody holds it's good. Because the sheetuf has to be, is only good for what's it called for the eruv, if it's something that's, that could help for the eruv. To lo samachin alei b'chotzer, to lo amir a miku. Ki pligi in the past, who pligi bein b'sheetuf, bein b'eruv. The Rameir ain't so close. Rameir holds doesn't help because the kids will say there was never an Eruv. We never made Eruv in Chatzeros. And when there is no Shituf, there'll be some carrying into the Chatzer from the houses without any kind of Eruv.